Welcome to the person you want to be. This is Eric Teplitz, and today I bring you a solo edition of the show. This is an audio essay I would like to share with you entitled Kind Sight, A Path to Forgiveness and Self-Forgiveness. Have you ever noticed it can be far easier to treat other people with kindness than to do the same for yourself? You might be able to hold great compassion in your heart for others as they face life's difficulties, yet be merciless toward yourself whenever you feel you have fallen short in some way. Why is this? Why do we internally beat ourselves up in ways we would never think of outwardly doing to someone else? Back in the 1990s, Chris Farley captured this phenomenon brilliantly in a recurring comedy sketch called The Chris Farley Show on Saturday Night Live. In the sketch, Farley plays a version of himself who is endearingly sweet, but nervous to the hilt as he interviews his celebrity guests. His character gets so upset over his own performance as interviewer, he literally smacks himself on the head and berates himself out loud for asking such stupid questions. His guests have to reassure him he is doing fine, just so he can proceed with the interview. The sketch was lastingly impactful because, through the genius of Farley's physical comedy, he laid bare a nearly universal psychological experience of self-denigration. While it may seem obvious that treating ourselves this way is unhelpful, counterproductive, and even harmful, it can be a hard habit to shake. Something I have noticed upon revisiting old journals of mine is that I seem to be able to generate a great deal more compassion and understanding for my younger self now than I was able to do for myself at the time. I could and did judge myself harshly for perceived mistakes and flaws, when now I am able to see things a bit differently. I can see, for instance, how essential needs of mine were not being met, and so of course I behaved the way I did. I can see how I had not yet built certain psychological muscles and had not yet had the benefit of more life experience. So of course I was less skillful in certain areas. I can see how I could not predict the future. I still can't. And so, how was I to know certain things? I am also able to give myself a lot more credit for things I was able to do and accomplish, in spite of what were at times trying circumstances. I can actually be impressed with my younger self now over things I did not fully appreciate about myself then. I have a theory about all of this. Just as it is hard to have the presence of mind to say or do the perfect thing in the moment you are having a particular experience or encounter with someone, the perfect thing often occurs to you hours later, right? I think it is harder to be kind to yourself in the midst of difficulty than it is to do so later on, or when the difficulty is otherwise being experienced outside of yourself, say, by another person, or even a fictional character in a movie or TV show. In other words, it seems that a certain amount of distance optimizes our ability to be compassionate. That distance may take the form of physical or mental or emotional separation from the pain being experienced. This would explain why it might be easier to have compassion for a younger version of yourself, since, in a sense, that younger version is a different person from the you that you are right now. The term I use for this phenomenon is kindsight. I thought I had coined it myself years ago, but a quick Google search suggested otherwise. Kindsight, to me, is the ability, through the gift of hindsight, to look back with greater compassion and kindness toward oneself and or others. The wisdom derived from your own lived experiences, combined with the distance provided by the passage of time, can allow you to see through more understanding eyes and a more loving heart how you or someone who may have hurt you did the best they could at the time, given the resources they had or lacked within themselves. Kindsight can allow you to release some of the baggage from the past that may be weighing you down and move productively forward. I believe the world would benefit from a lot more kindsight. In order to move on from our own mistakes, be they real or self-ascribed, we must be able to forgive ourselves and love the person who made them. We must afford ourselves the same understanding and compassion we would give to any other person we deeply care about, or in some cases, that we would even bestow upon a complete stranger. Take a moment today and offer yourself a generous heaping of kindsight. A younger version of you, buried deep within, might just be yearning for it. If you enjoyed this episode of The Person You Want to Be, please consider subscribing to the show on your favorite podcast platform. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, leaving a rating and review for the show would be greatly appreciated. Video versions of each episode are available on my YouTube channel, which is simply my name, Eric Teplitz. You can visit my website, ericteplitz.com, to sign up for my free newsletter, schedule a free one-on-one coaching call with me, and much more. Once again, that's Eric Teplitz, ericteplitz.com. Thanks so much for listening, and I hope this episode inspires you to take at least one action today in the direction of becoming the person you want to be.